So I've returned from my week away in France. Very nice it was too, to a massive stack of emails and an even bigger stack of RSS feeds. And as I was working through my RSS feeds, I came across 30 inspiring 404 error pages, which I then went to have a little explore and had a look through them. And I have to say, I didn't find them very inspiring at all. Okay. They were very pretty. There was some gorgeous illustration, and some of them were quite funny and, interesting, but not really very functional. They were all big graphics with very little text, and they used the word 404 a lot, which, let's face it, nobody understands except for us techies and web people. So, what should be in a good 404 page? Well, for a start, you need to explain exactly what's gone wrong, that the page that the user was looking for cannot be found. You then need to suggest some other courses of action. So you might want to point them at key sections of the site that people look for fairly regularly. Alternatively, you might want to point them at a sitemap. If you have the search functionality on your site, you need to provide that. You also might want to point out that maybe there was a typo. Don't blame people, but say, check the address and make sure it was typed correctly. You may also want to say if you've recently moved things around, and so therefore it's not surprising that they've come across a problem. Obviously, the key is not to show a 404 page at all and to avoid that, but obviously that can't always be done. But the last thing, and I think probably the most important thing, is to say something along the lines of, look, if all else fails, get in touch and we'll point you at the information you require. So often, 404 error pages don't have any kind of contact information. And to be honest, don't provide a lot of help to users at all. And they really do need to guide users to the next step. Otherwise, that's a lost person. That's somebody that is never going to connect with the information that you want to provide them. So there you go. That's my thoughts on 404 error pages. Try saying that fast when you're drunk.